Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
Welcome to another episode of
Real Spill.
We can't make this up.
Oh, yeah, we finally did it together.
Finally.
Yeah, we're growing.
It's about time. 20 episodes later.
Damn, it's been 20.
It's definitely more than 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more than 20. So how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? How y'all living?
I hope y'all having a great day. Great evening. Great nights.
Whatever time you're listening.
Right. Wherever you're listening, at work, in your car, in your bed.
Wherever. We thank you. We thank you for this listen.
Yes. Today, as you can tell by the title, we're talking love languages. How do you all need to be loved?
And also, shout out to Nurse Bess for this episode idea. She told us this.
Ooh.
Eons ago, like a long time. That was like around graduation season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was. Because we was in the car riding.
Wait. Was this? No.
I don't know where we was going. It was me, you, and her in the car.
I know where we was going, but I can't like spit it out because I don't know.
I don't know.
It was a while ago, friends.
Yeah.
Just know that. But yeah, you know, it's of course we all want to be loved, but do y'all really know how you need to be loved?
The great question. How do you need to be loved? And the only way to answer that is to know what your love language is.
Right. And so, I mean, I already knew what mine was, but of course, like, we just took the quiz again to see if anything has changed. And nothing has changed on my part.
Nothing's changed on my part either.
So, yeah.
If you've never taken a quiz, we'll link y'all to it. Yeah, we'll link y'all to it.
Can we add it into our bio?
I don't know if you can have more than one link in your bio.
We'll see.
If not, we'll just tell y'all how to get there.
Right.
But, okay, so do y'all know what the 5 love languages are? Yes or no?
We'll wait for your answer. Okay.
Okay, boom. So, if you said no, the 5 love languages are quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and receiving gifts.
I hate to say it, but if you're receiving gifts, like, if that's, like, your love language, I mean, that's great and all, but you're a superficial bitch. I just feel like that's a gold digger like thing.
Yeah, I'm not
and it's really no judgment like towards you if that's really like your thing. Like, I mean, that's mine, great, though. But I feel so uncomfortable with people like buying me stuff. Like, I mean, it would be fine. Like, it would be nice if somebody bought me something, but don't try to buy my love.
Right.
Because if you try to buy my love. We've had this conversation off the fucking podcast. But if you try to buy my love, like, I can't be bought.
No. And we'll get into all that.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. So, let's start. Well, okay. I don't think we really need to explain each one.
No, you just say which one you have. Well, you can say which one is your number one and then go in, like, just go in order.
Okay. So, my number one, of course, is quality time. And then it's words of affirmation, then acts of service, then physical touch, then receiving gifts.
Okay. Tell us why quality time is so important to you.
Because I feel like quality time with, like, your person, that's greater than anything. Like, us hanging out is, like, that would mean more to me than you buying me a gift. Or that would be more to me than you like doing something for me. I like being there, like,
in the
together
moment.
In the moment. Yeah. So that's my thing. And I wonder, like, when I'm in a relationship, I can be very clingy because it's like, I want you there. Like, I want to be there, which is probably why that long distance didn't work.
Probably so.
I honestly feel like that's probably why it didn't work.
I can see that. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, my number one, of course, is, like, words of affirmation. Then it's quality time, acts of service, physical touch, and then, like, receiving gifts. Like, bitch, don't buy me nothing. But words, I think the words of affirmation could also be, like, my upbringing. When I say, like, I was always taught that all you have in this world is, like, your word. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I hold people, like, accountable of whatever they say. And hence why I've had so many falling outs with people. Like, if you say you're going to do something, I need you to do it, mm-hmm. type of thing. And so, like, if you tell me that you love me, I'm going to take it. Like, okay, you love me. All right, he loved me. But I go back and, like, think of what a person has said, what a person, how their tone was and things of that nature. Like, I'm really a sucker for, like, you telling me what it is or what it ain't. Because it's also because, like, I could sense when there is a change, whether it's a good change or a bad change. So if I question you and ask you, you know, like, how you feel about something, don't get offended, like, whenever I ask you that. It's just for my peace of mind. And some people might think that that's, like, an insecurity, hence, I mean, Jerome. But it's really not. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just really need to hear, like, how you feel. You know? Like, communication is key for me. And if you can't talk to me, then, like, I don't really know what to do with that. Like,
okay. I feel that. And that one was second for me. So, I scored 11 on quality time. And
oh,
then,
damn.
I know. The highest score you get is 12.
Right. I mean, I got 10 for where the affirmation, but dang.
Yeah. So I got 11 on quality time and then 9 on words of affirmation. So while we spending time together, like, affirm me pretty much. Like, tell me.
Like, I'm enjoying myself with you.
Yeah. Like I'm really having a good time. Like, I really like this, you know.
Mm-mm. I mean, just tell me. Like, just tell me what's up. Like, and you know how whenever we were kids, we didn't want people to, like, tell us what the fuck they really felt?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might hurt our feelings?
Yeah.
If I ask you
tell me
how
please.
You feel, please tell me. Because it's, what's the point of lying if you're unhappy?
QTNA.
I'm not going to say you leading me on, because my good sis, Aaliyah, and I know she probably don't even listen to this podcast.
You don't know that. We don't know who listens.
But look, Aaliyah, if you're listening, my girl say, you cannot be led on if you were not up, like, if you were not following. So,
right.
If you feel as if you're being led on, stop following.
Thank you.
So,
now that's
a word.
That's a word.
My girl be preaching on, like, Instagram and Snapchat. So, like, shout out to you. But yeah, like, there's no sense in, you know, leading somebody's feelings on if you're not feeling the same exact way. So.
Right. Ooh, Lord, you preaching best.
Hey, I'm just saying, because whenever I was in my past relationship, I really needed to hear, like, I really would question.
Mm-hmm.
If not every week.
I honestly do get that. But then I also get why Rome said that.
It could serve as insecurity. I can see that too, but I just need to hear.
I feel it.
And then, honestly, I wasn't the only one feeling that way because, okay, as you all know, I love Tupac. That's my man. That's my soulmate and things of that nature. I have his, The Rose That Grew From Concrete, you know, poetry book. If you don't have that, if you never read that, go to your nearest library or go to Barnes & Nobles. Go to AB Books. Go any fucking where. Amazon, eBay. Find it. Get it. Read it. You will actually see what type of person he was rather than how the media tries to portray him. Anyway, so he had this poem called Forever and Today. Mind you, Tupac was born June 16th. Gemini. Anyway, so it goes, you say that you'll love me forever, but what about today? As the dusk become dawns and the years pass on, will you love me the same way? If so, let us rejoice and bathe. Is that bathe?
Where you see that? Bathe?
Okay, pause. When people say that, it doesn't really make sense, but whatever. Continue. If so, let us rejoice and bathe in constant pleasure. If not, spare my heart today and I shall recover before forever. And if my doubts and questions upset you, forgive my fragile heart. I just wanted to know if you love me forever before today would start. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
My man was beautiful. Anyway, I say all that to say, I don't know if that's a zodiac thing or what, but like literally that poem is like me. Mm-hmm. So it's a... And then it's also because of past experiences that I have had with, like, people, with men in general. No, I don't have no daddy issues, but it's just, like, men, you know. I don't know why I've had, like, problems with men, like, picking a man. I pick ancient-ass niggas.
Maybe that's your type.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I need to read that. Maybe it's me. It could be me, but...
It's not you, it's me.
But it's just like... I don't know. Like, they just... Because so many people, like, allow their feelings to be unspoken whenever all I ask of you is just, how are you feeling about this? Where do you see this going?
Yeah.
What is your heart telling you about me?
Yeah.
What is your brain telling you about me? What are your feelings telling about me?
People don't express themselves.
And whenever I say that I'm really... I don't judge anybody unless you judge me first. Then I'll judge you. But who am I to judge? I am not God. Not Jesus. You do not have to, like... You don't really have to plead your case with me, honestly. Like, just tell me what it is and what it ain't.
Right.
You can save so much time, energy, and fucking feelings by just telling somebody how the fuck you feel. Girl, I'm preaching to myself.
You preaching to me, fuck.
As I say this. But, like... But, no, seriously, like, people have so many, like, unspoken words.
Yeah.
And it's like... Why? Are you scared to just...
I know, like, speaking on myself, I don't like the idea of rejection. Mm-hmm. So, with the situation that I'm referring to, is like, do I say something mm-hmm. or do I not? Mm-hmm. And I want to. Not even want to. I need to. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if I say something and it's not the same, or you like shut me down, like, bitch, I'm going to be pissed. But also, and then I'm going to have to stop talking to you forever.
Okay.
Because I'm going to feel played.
And that's fine. I mean, of course we need time to like digest what people say to us.
I know.
But we can't like...
I know you can. I know I can't force anything. Like, the only thing I can do is, like, say how I'm feeling and...
I mean, that's really up to you. Like, you know...
Do what you want with this information, but...
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, I get that. Also, people are afraid to be vulnerable.
That, too. And this is another, like, circumstantial situation, because it's, like, some people... I can say what I feel without no problem. But then, on the other hand, it's like, wow. Do I really want to be this, like, open? Mm-hmm. Is this really what I want to do? Like, am I ready for...
What's about to come next?
Yeah. What could possibly come next? So.
I mean, yeah. As much as I say, like, the... You know, our conversation that we had, like, off... the episode, but mm-hmm. like, of course it's still things that I have going on feeling wise and mm-hmm. mental wise that I'm not gonna say it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I already know what the result is gonna be, so why would I set myself up for that L?
Right.
But it's still like, bitch, you need to purge. You need to let that shit out. But it's like, you want to tell that person, but it's just like, You wasting your time, your energy,
and that's why I don't want to do. Like, I don't want to waste my time, but then again, I don't want my feelings to go to waste either. If that makes sense.
I mean, I've also like got tougher skin when it comes to that shit. Like, mm-hmm. I'll just oh, okay, that's cool. Like, I mean, it's fine. Like, it is what it is. Like,
but it's not fine.
I'll talk to you later, and it's then I just fun. Won't talk to you for a while, and I'll just be crying in my room. But I like internalize things, like feelings wise. Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes I could cry in front of you, and the other times I'm just like, that's cool. That's fine. No, and deep down inside, like, I'm crushed.
Hurt. Like, yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. I ain't.
And sometimes you just have to be okay with some of the things that people say. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to, it's not being, like, you know it's not going to be reciprocated. And so, with a certain situation, like, they say this, okay. I'm not okay with it, but I mean, mm-hmm. it's just like
some shit you do just have to charge to the game. Mm-hmm. Like,
you just gotta carry that L.
Two tears in a bucket.
Two tears in a bucket. Mm-hmm.
Two tears in a fucking bucket.
But enough about words of affirmation. Let's talk scenarios.
Okay.
So tell me how, explain to me how all of your, like, your love languages, how they're ranked. Mm-hmm. Explain to me, like, a scenario.
Okay. So, me and the person, like, you know, we chilling. We chilling together. We can be watching a movie, whatever. We just in each other's presence. Mm-hmm. Boom, quality time. But at the same time, I'm working on my notes for work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, while I'm working on my notes and we together, you tell me, oh, wow, you really are a bomb-ass counselor. Like, you really doing your thing. So, boom. That's words of affirmation. You telling me I'm doing a great job at my job. Good. Mm-hmm. I need to hear that. So, so while I'm, like, typing, you sorting out my paperwork that I need to get all the rest of the notes done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, that's acts of service. So, then when I'm done, it's like, ooh, thank you, Lord. And so I close my laptop. You, like, give me a high five. Give me a kiss. Like, oh, yeah, you did that shit. So that's physical touch and words of affirmation again. Mm-hmm. But whatever. And so once I'm done, like, you give me a folder to keep my shit more organized. So that's receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and that's ranking them from, like, highest to least. So, like, what's most important? Me and you together. Mm-hmm. While I'm doing my notes. What's next important? You telling me, like, I'm really good at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So,
okay, that's cool. Shit, I didn't even add receiving gifts to my thing because that's not my thing.
You had zero, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
It's really not my thing. I really don't. That's not my thing, friends. But I would say, so if I was in school, the acts of service really would be, and you know how you test people to see what their response would be?
Mm-hmm.
That was me while I was in school. So, for instance, words of affirmation, just be like, okay, like, you know what? You're doing a great-ass job. Like, I'm really proud of you. Like, you know, amp me up, friends. Amp me up. Words of affirmation. You know, we're texting. You just say, you know what? I really love you. Like, you know, I'm proud of you. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're affirming the type of love that I need. Mm-hmm. Right now. And then, you know, we're texting. You're like, damn, when we gonna, you know, see each other? Like, when we gonna be able to hang out or whatever? We hang out. We're literally just sitting apart eating pizza. Playing whatever the fuck you want to play.
Skip
ball. Doing whatever the fuck you want to do, you know? And then, acts of service. Now, if I was in school, I would test certain people. Like, damn, would you help me study this? Like, if I send you these words, would you call them out for me?
Mm-hmm.
No nigga ever did that for me, but hey. Yep. No lies. Sonic actually, like,
he offered.
He did. He was like, do you need any help? I mean, that's nice. He just wasn't my height. But yeah, you just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he wasn't your type because he wasn't ain't shit.
What was he then? I mean,
he had a job.
He didn't have a car.
I know that. I mean, that does play a part. But him not having a car, he still had the effort.
Oh, yeah. My boy did have effort.
When we went out,
he did take an Uber.
That nigga for sure made a way.
Okay, now you make me feel like I am
shit. So.
But acts of service would just be like, you know, if I tell you that I'm having a busy day and you like, well, damn, what can I do to like, well, no, matter of fact, you ask, well, what do you have to do today? And you're like, okay, well, damn, I can go to the store and go get your groceries for you. If that's okay, you just send me the list that you of the groceries that you need and I'll buy them.
Mm-hmm.
That's acts of fucking service.
It is.
Show me that you
fucking That's a big care. Task.
Matter of fact, go get my medicine for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
I need my medicine. I have asthma, in case y'all didn't know. But, you know, go get my asthma medicine for me. It's just $4, but, like, here you go.
I can't show it to you.
Hello? No, matter of fact, keep your $4. I'll buy it. That's acts of service. And then physical touch. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm not a, I like intimate physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a sucker for like, I mean, we can, you know, hold hands, but like people's hands be sweaty and I don't really like my hands being dirty. So I think you've noticed, like, if I come from somewhere, I'm like, I need to wash my hands.
That's how you do that.
Because my hands feel dirty.
Yeah.
Like, when my hands feel dirty, like, I just have to wash them. If not, I wash my hands, like, 5 times a day. Like, it's really, like, bad. And I'm not counting me going to the bathroom. So, like, I'm not really a holding hand person. But, you know, I'm a sucker for, like, intimate touch. So, yeah. We can hold arms. We can lock arms while we walking somewhere. But that's elementary.
I would, like, for physical touch, for me, like, I wouldn't consider that intimate, I don't think. Like, if we chilling in my scenario. If we just chilling and, like, I lay on your shoulder or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or we hold the hands while you're watching a movie. Like, that's...
You know why I don't like leaning on people?
Why?
Because I have a tendency to hold my breath.
Girl, what?
You know how, like, please excuse my randomness.
You weird.
I know, like, if I'm, like, leaning on you. Now, if I'm laying in your lap, that's another thing. But, like, say, for instance, I'm not going to say I'm a big bitch, but I'm not, like, the smallest bitch, okay? So, like, if I'm laying on you, like, I will literally, like, hold my breath. And, like, breathe, like, every so often. Like, you know how
You're
I just said...
Pass out.
You know how I just said that your Apple Watch is probably saying, like, breathe?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if I was wearing an Apple Watch and I was laying on top of you, it would say, bitch, breathe now. Like, I will hold my breath.
You and gonna randomly just, pass out.
And so, like, after a while, I just go, okay, bitch, you need to... You need to like, yeah, you know, but it, you know, it's, I think it's just like a subconscious thing. Like,
yeah,
I know and then I have a tendency to go with like tall, skinny dudes. So
yeah,
I'm heavier than you, friend.
I'm weak.
So yeah, no. Mm-mm. Like if it's a, you know how like you're laying down and y'all just chilling and you like laying on his chest,
mm-hmm.
type of thing. Yeah. I would literally like,
and he's probably serious. Like, why the fuck you keep taking deep breaths?
He probably didn't even notice. But yeah, like that's really me. Like I don't really that's yeah no or okay, but I do like, now this is a physical touch that's not even sexual. You're driving and you're holding my hand. We're holding hands like this. That's like the lovey-dovey thing. That's how I know that you're in love with me.
Interesting.
Left hand is on the fucking wheel. Right hand is in my hand.
I was going to say that song lyric.
Left hand on the steering wheel, right hand gripping your thigh?
No.
Which one? I forgot what song that even came from. A lot of people use that metaphor.
I forgot what song it was. I mean, it was an inappropriate lyric, so I ain't going to say it.
Oh, well, I mean, we're inappropriate anyway.
I'll pass.
you're growing today?
Mm-hmm.
You being a bigger person. I feel that. I like that.
Trying to do better and be better. Another physical touch I like say we on the sofa or in the bed, like, it don't matter. Not even cuddling, but, like, if I'm stretched out and you just lay your head on my legs,
mm-hmm.
I like that. Or if you sitting up straight on the sofa and then I just stretch my legs across you.
The person that hates feet want to put their feet in the proximity.
Let's be clear. My feet aren't touching you. Like, my feet would be on the couch pillow and it's just my legs are across you. And mind you, even though I hate feet, I will always have socks on no matter what the case is.
She always has always socks on. Have,
all, always.
I mean, in the summer, of course she'll wear sandals, but like if she's at home, like,
socks.
It's socks all the time. Like, you would never catch her like walking barefoot, honestly.
Never.
Unless she's out to getting out the shower or something. But
and I still have my slides on. I don't like my feet.
You such a nigga at heart.
What?
You are really a nigga at heart.
Why?
I don't know. That's just real, like,
cause I put my feet in my slides.
No, you just always have, like, you always have shoes on your feet. I've never been around a man where they just, like, not wear, like, shoes or socks on their feet.
I will always have on socks and slides. Like, always.
Hey, I like my feet to breathe, so. But, yeah, and then, like, the receiving gifts, please don't buy me anything.
Like,
it'll be nice, but it's like, I can buy my own self stuff.
That part.
And speaking of that, I was watching, I don't even know if y'all know who Funky Dineva is, but Funky Dineva and this other lady and Peter Thomas, Cynthia Bailey's ex-husband, Real Housewives of Atlanta. I know they got some people on here that listen to fucking, that watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. This bitch doesn't. Anyway.
Fuck you.
So, he did like an interview with them, and he said that he likes a woman that is pretty much independent and, you know, like, a woman that just be like, nigga, I do not need you to take care of me. I can take care of my fucking self. And I guess men really do like independent women, but I think some women can come off as like, I think I'm some women that can really come off as like bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, but yeah, no, I really like that shit. I like that. But he's like, I try to date people that are in my bracket, if that makes sense, like my tax bracket. Meaning he, you know, he met this lady and he was like, you know what? I'm going to take you out. Like, where you want to go? And she was just naming like all these random ass places. Like, oh, we can go to Outback. Oh, we can go to Papado's or some shit like that. He said, no, I'm going to take you to Nobu. And they're in Miami. And so she was like, what's that? And he said, that's how he knew, like, yeah, this isn't going to work because she doesn't even know what a nice place is. But you know what? I'm going to take her out anyway. So they go to Nobu and she was like, damn, this is nice. Like, not saying she was a ghetto hood rat, you know, but she just wasn't used to, I guess, nicer things. And so, you know, he was ordering for her, you know, saying, oh, yeah, you should try this, you should try that. And so the ticket came, the receipt came or whatever. And she was like, how much was it? He said, don't worry about it. Like, I got it. She said, no, I know that. But I'm just saying, like, how much is it? And he said, oh, it's $600 and something. She was like, $600? And she was like, for all that, we could have went to Red Lobster. We could have went to, you know, all these other places. And so he was like, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, I wanted to take you here. I wanted to, you know, get you to experience something very different. And he said by the look on her face, he could tell that she felt as if she had to pay him back in sex.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so he said, as soon as he saw the look on her face, he said, look, I do not want anything from you. I just really want to take you out, have a great time, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. But I don't think they had a second date after that. He was just like, I mean, that's not me. Like, if the chemistry isn't there, then, like, I'm not going to try to have sex with you or anything like that. And even if I do spend thousands of dollars on you on the first date, I don't want anything in return. Like, I don't ever want a woman to ever feel as if she needs to pay me back in sex. But right. that goes to show you that women, the way that women are brought up, they feel as if they have to pay a man right. because of the things that they do for them.
No.
And he was like,
you
yeah.
get the goodies because I feel like giving them to you, not because you did something for me.
Right.
So.
Okay.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, so it's, tell me this. Would you, so okay, say for instance, you're on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
The ticket comes out.
Okay.
Would you reach for the ticket or would you not? Say for instance, he can't pay for the ticket. Would you pay and not talk to him again? Or would you pay and be like, okay, maybe he just, he would, I just caught him slipping this particular day.
See. I be like, you just asked me such a simple question, but I always overthink things. So, in the beginning, of course, they're gonna ask like, is this together or separate?
Mm-hmm.
So, if it's the first date, I'm gonna say separate. I'm gonna pay for myself. Mm-hmm. Just to show you, like, okay, you know, I got my own money. I don't really need all that.
What if he be like, it's together?
Okay, if he say it's together, then I'm like, well, it's together.
Okay.
Okay. But if you say it's together, then that means you have the funds to cover both meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when if he say it's together and then the ticket comes out and he can't cover it, then I ain't go like, I ain't go big bank, take little bank him and like just cover it myself, like cover the whole thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to ask him like,
can you make this separate?
Do you want to separate it or like how you want to split it? Because, I mean, you said
it was together.
It was together. But now you can't cover it since it's together. So I'm going to just pay for mine. You pay for yours.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, you know, I ain't going to say all this in the restaurant. Like, we got to talk about it later.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So, okay. And this is another thing. Ladies, I need y'all to, like, let me know. On a first date, do you eat like you a big baller shot caller, or do you eat like you paying for it?
You eat in your fucking budget.
Because, you like, mean? You know how on first dates, a man would be like, oh, just order what you want. It doesn't matter. Order what you want. And it's like, I'm going to order what I want, but, like, I'm still going to get the chicken parmesan. Like, that's $15.
Yo.
That's $15, and I know I'm just going to order water. So,
not the chicken parmesan.
If you want to get an alcoholic beverage and you want to order me an alcoholic beverage, that's going on
your tab.
It ain't going on mine, just in case. We do have to separate the bill. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? That was very random. But I always just wanted to know, like, when it comes to dating, because, y'all, I don't know how to date. I'm not going to say I've never been on a date, but, like, nobody has ever said, do you want to go out with me on such and such day, out to eat type of thing, dress up like a dressy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never had that. So, you know, if you're listening, you see how I look, you want to take me out.
This girl.
You want to take me out, that's fine.
Just please, shoot somebody, your shot. Take my best on a date.
Just shoot your shot. I mean, oh, Lord, Jesus. I'm just opening it up, honey. But, yeah, no, if you're interested, let me know.
Take on a date. She deserves one.
And I fall, okay, yeah, I look at the physical aspect of things. Mm-hmm. But, like, if your personality ain't one thing, yeah, like, we can make something happen. Just as long as you're not weird, so.
Like, what's weird?
Weird?
What's weird to you?
You know how people are just weird.
What's weird?
I mean, you can like anime, but like if that's all you have to talk about, bye. Because I don't know shit about anime.
And then
if you're not open, like I'm not gonna say I'm not open. I will, if I'm really interested in you,
mm-hmm.
I will literally be on FaceTime with you. I'll be asking you questions while we're watching anime. Like, you know, teach me something. You know about. Because I'm going to try to teach you something about what I like.
Right. And see, that's where quality time comes in. See, I would love something like that. So, if a guy who's interested in me likes something that I'm not used to, okay, we can spend time together so you can put me on game.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Exactly.
Simple things like that.
And then another thing, and ladies, I need y'all to, like, second this or just say, no, bitch, you tripping. When it comes to quality time,
mm-hmm.
do you care about money or do you not give a fuck about money? Like, say for instance, a man said, oh, I don't have the funds to, you know, take you out, but it would be nice to, you know, still spend time with you. We could, like, go to the park or something and just, you know, talk, or we can go to the levee. I mean, we have a levee down here, in case y'all didn't know, to all my out-of-state people. We can go to the levee and talk, or we could just go to a free-ass museum, or, you know,
preach to the choir,
or we can go to Starbucks and just smell the aroma of coffee, or we can go, y'all, or we can go to Target. If a man said, Kelly, let's just go to Target and just walk around. Pick me up at 7, please. Thanks. I love Target. So, you know, that's something, you know, I don't really need anybody to spend their money on me. Especially if it's like a first date. We could really just chill. You're not chilling at my house. And I don't really know you to be chilling at yours. But, you know, like, shit, I can come by your crib. We can sit in the car and talk. You can come by over here and we sit in the car and talk. Like, you know, talk.
I do not believe that money has to be spent in order for time to be spent.
Mm-hmm.
And I need people to realize that, because if you don't got no money, like, if it's a bad week for you or something, say that. Be like, nah, we can't really go out this week, but, you know, you can come over to the crib, like, I'll order us a pizza or something. Simple things, like, let's do pizza and a movie. I'll bring the wine. We can have a good time right mm-hmm. at the house. Effort, that is the main thing.
And a lot of men don't... A lot of men do not, you know, show that they are really interested, because I think it's because of the past women in their lives that they've dealt with. Only because the women don't require it. Or it's because they feel, or it's because the women made it a priority mm-hmm. that they have money. They were dealing with a superficial bitch.
I mean, I don't want you to be no broke ass nigga though. Like,
no, I need shit. I don't care what you do. You could be the fucking manager at motherfucking McDonald's just as long as you got guap. I don't care.
Like, if there's a difference between being broke because your bills paid and being broke because you ain't got no fucking job.
And that's on that.
It ain't nothing else to say on that. So,
yeah. And you can, and it's another, like, you cannot have a job and still have money. And that's, I'm okay with that. As long as you ain't doing no illegal shit, bro. I'm fine with that. But all that other stuff, no. Mm-mm.
It's a no.
Not interested.
It's a big no, like.
And grandmother said, Calicia, you graduating from engineering, so that means you need to find you a doctor, lawyer, somebody that equal up to you.
Mm-hmm.
My mama said, no, she don't. If she find a man that, you know, love her and want to be with her, and he does not have the same amount of money or don't have the job that she has, that's totally fine. Just as long as he's treating her right and able to, you know, take care of her, that's fine. Yeah. But I really don't need to be taken care of, because I can take care of myself. And that's just that on that. You know? But I mean, if you a nurse, you a doc. Oh, bitch, if you a doctor. Yeah. I mean, that's sick, fine, man. But. That's fine, but. When it comes to people that have jobs in like a medical field or a science field or, you know, any higher up field,
mm-hmm.
that goes time.
Yeah.
They don't really have much time because they're work consumed.
Yep.
So I don't want to be a person where I'm too work consumed, where I can't spend it with the love of my life or with my kids and things of that nature. But I also don't want you to be consumed with work all the time. Like, I talk to you and all you're doing is talking about work. Like,
equally yoked.
Yeah. Equally freaking fracking yoked.
Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have, and of course, comes from social media, because that's all we do, on social media. But what do you think about the debate that was going on a couple weeks ago about, like, splitting the bills? Like, if you make more than your man, should y'all split the bills evenly? Who should pay more? Should he pay more even though because he's the man? Or should you pay more since you're the woman and you make more? or should y'all split it equally? What's your take on that?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
What you think?
Why the fuck is that even a question? Like, I mean,
because people are superficial as fuck. Like,
if, like I just said, if you are lacking in the financial area, you can't pay a bill this month. And hold on, pause. We're married.
Yeah, married. Married. Let's clear that up.
So, like, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours type of thing. I gotta stay in the house, too. So, if you can't pay the light bill this month, I can pay it. That's fine. Like, if we have a conversation about what bills need to be paid, how much your check gonna be this week, how much your check gonna be that week, okay, maybe we could take this out of this, you know, we can pay this out of that check, we can do this out of that. Like, if we could do that, like, I'm cool, I don't care. This is all the bills being paid. It really shouldn't be a question as to who paid the most or who paid the least, or if it should be equal.
Because people are fucking superficial. And, like, just reading the comments.
People are like, oh, I know the man was just like, the man need to pay the most. He's the man. He's the man of the house.
But it's like, you're literally making at least an extra, like, $40,000 or $50,000 more than him. And you still expect this nigga to pay the majority of the bills?
No, because, I mean,
what you still What the fuck? That's selfish. That's selfish
as fuck. I don't mind, like, picking up, like, where, like, you're lacking, but like, when it comes to that type of stuff, like, if I'm making a good $50,000 more than you, what is the question?
What's the problem? Like, what's the problem?
And then we got kids. That's an expense in itself.
Exactly.
So what do you mean? Who gonna pay this and who gonna pay that? You gonna pay the most this month?
Like, no. That's really dumb as hell.
No. Dumb Why would I hell. Do that?
People are really like,
shit, if I gotta pay the bills myself as a whole in that motherfucker, the bills gonna be paid regardless.
Cause, honey, I ain't gonna sleep on nobody's concrete for nothing.
Ain't.
I wanna sleep with my
I'm not coming back to my mom and my daddy house unless I really have to.
That part.
Like, the reason I'm coming back to my mom and my daddy house is because my house is getting built. Other than that, I'm not coming back here once I move out. Because they always say, when you move out, make sure that you stay out.
And that's the plan.
I know I can't move out right now because I know I ain't going to be able to stay out more than fucking 2 weeks. You know? So, like, no. Not financially stable just yet. But, like, what kind of please let us know, are you the type of person, or are you the woman or the man that feel as if, you know, but you know what? This is going to start another conversation that we need to have with men.
Yeah.
Gender roles. That's going to be one of our episodes. Be on the lookout, okay? But, like, you know, when it comes to that, like, I don't really be caring about that. Like, stop being so damn
materialistic.
Yes.
Superficial.
Stop. Cut that shit out. But we did ask some of our listeners, i.e. friends.
Yep.
What their love languages were. And
it's interesting to see what theirs are, like, knowing their personalities and then finding out their love language. That was pretty interesting to me. Specifically the boys. So, our friend said that his love language was words of affirmation, and my brother said that his love language was quality time, which I can see for both of them, honestly. I can see that. My brother didn't really give an explanation as to why his quality time. He was like,
he's just a nigga.
He really just a nigga. He said, because I like that affection shit. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just kind of walked out.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool.
Then we can work with that. We can work with that. But, where is it?
Yeah, y'all was talking a lot, honey.
I know. I was like, Callie's gonna be like, why the fuck won't they just text each other? But, his response was, receiving words of affirmation gives me a sense of security and lets me know that I am appreciated and that one feels highly of me. It's always good to hear something nice about yourself. Y'all know my head get big when I'm complimented and shit. It's a good feeling, especially if it's not something you're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's a true fact. A very true fact. So I agree with him on that.
Then one of our homegirls, she didn't give an explanation either. She just said hers was quality time, but her guy best friend said that his was physical touch, which is interesting. Who else do we have? Oh, she sent one too. Okay, so our other friend, hers was words of affirmation. And she says, for me, having those love languages given and displayed to me makes me feel great because you took the time to really sense me through love's eyes and not just natural eyes. You're connecting to what my soul You're connecting to what my soul needs more than what you see physically. Sometimes you can't always explain up to a T what you desire, but with the test, it's easier to show and explain because it's basically spelled out for the other person to see and take in. That's really amazing. That's like right on the money.
Who said that? Oh, okay.
Right on the money.
Oh, really? Yeah. I must have fell asleep by the time she said that. But no, like, how I feel is that, like, it's so much, like, words can go a long way with me.
And then we had another person. She said hers was quality time. She didn't give an explanation, though. Oh, wait. Where's my good sis at?
Our Mary good sis.
Yes. Hers was also
quality time, too.
Quality time. Yeah, hers was quality time. And she said, I love quality time because that's the best way to show me you care. Nothing like her and her husband giving undivided attention or vice versa. Vice versa. It keeps the sparks flying.
Mm-hmm. So I feel that too.
I like it.
When it comes, like, I think when it comes to quality time for me, like, I can get tired of somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get, like, physically drained of you, like, seeing too much of you. And I think that's why quality time is really not my number one.
Nah, it's mine because, like I said, I can be. I don't know if clingy is the word to use, because clingy kind of
attached.
Yeah, like, I really do be, like, attached to my person. And I want you to be there. I want to be around you. Like I said, we don't even have to be doing nothing. But I want to be in your space, and I want you to be in mine.
What does support lie under?
Support?
What language does that lie under?
Like, you want me to go to the thing and see?
No, or I'm just asking.
I think, for me, it would be a mix of words of affirmation and acts of service when it comes to... quality time, then words of affirmation, then acts of service for me. So, quality time, if I... Let's say I'm going to get an award or something. I want you there. Like, show me you support me. Like, you're going to be there.
Okay.
Words of affirmation... Tell me, like, that I'm doing a great job, and you got me no matter what, stuff like that. Acts of service, if I need help or you want to assist me in doing something, that's support.
Mm-hmm. I see that. That might be my biggest thing whoever I marry,
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to support me.
Mm-hmm.
Not support, like I say, financially. I don't give a fuck about that, but, like, support me in the things that I am doing.
Yeah.
So if I have a performance, when your performance? Where is that? What time? All right, I'll be there type of thing.
Right, right.
And I'm not going to say I've never had that. I've had that, but, like, I tend to do more for others than I do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I fall
mm-hmm.
short at. So, yeah, but, like, in order to be loved, you need to know how you need to be loved.
Right. But it's also important to know your partner's love language as well.
And if it's something that you're not comfortable with, like, with their love language, if you really love them, you will do anything for them. So
work on it.
And, I mean, even tell them, look, this is not, like, my thing. However, I love you, and I vow that I will, you know, do better when it comes to this, so I can love you better.
I think the best way to, like, navigate that would be to pretty much ask, if there's something that is hard for you to do in reference to your partner's love language, ask them, what other ways can I support you? What other ways can I love you that, you know, falls under your love language?
At this point, whenever I get a man and we, like, on that level of, like, you know, liking each other for real, like, I like you, I see this going somewhere. When it gets to that stage, I'm going to send you this quiz. Take it and let me know what your love language is.
Right.
But I'll be hot. I would be very impressed if I asked a man what their love language is and they told me their love language. Because what man knows their fucking love language for real, for real?
Right, without taking the quiz.
Because I'm not going to sound like dumb people, but I'm not going to say they're not intelligent at all, but...
They're just not cultured.
Yeah, they're not. That's the word. Yes. But, you know, I really want to know, like, what y'all love languages are. Tell us.
We gonna ask y'all, too.
Yes.
We definitely gonna ask y'all.
We've been slacking, but we gonna do better, I promise.
So, we actually gonna make this a series because there's two other quizzes. So, the apology language and the anger language.
We can do those next.
So... Yep, I'm with it.
Okay, that's what we're gonna do. So, y'all let us know your love languages and why it is important to love you that way. And even ask your friends and y'all just send it in. Like, we really want to know. And like I said, we will do better. So, I vow, hand on my man's
hand on Tupac.
I vow that we will... post something every single day this week. Okay?
Oh, yeah. We can do that. Yeah, because we did yesterday.
We can do something today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, we could do that. And if... You know what? For the next 21 days, that's what we're going to do. Because that's how long it takes to form a habit or break a habit.
So, at least something on the page or the story every day.
Every day.
All right, bet.
We going to do better. So, if we do better... We need y'all, matter of fact, just put your hand
to the sky. Hand to the sky.
Hand on your favorite book. Hand on your favorite man. Vow that you will do better when it comes to supporting us. That's part of our love language as well.
Yep.
That's real spills, love language.
We can't make this up.
We need support, okay? but no, seriously, like, we gonna make sure that we do that. So... remember to let us know. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it. So until next time.
Bye.